Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 3, Sharanagati. The Lord is very kind to His devotees, and Krishna is very grateful, able, and magnanimous. So it is our duty to believe Krishna's words, and if we are intelligent and educated enough, we will follow Krishna's instructions without hesitation. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Akura tells Krishna, Kapanditastvad aparang sharanam samiyad bhakta priyad rita gira surida krita gyat sarvan dadati suhrido bhajato abhikaman Atmanam api upachaya pachayao na yasya. Oh, how could I surrender to anyone other than you, Krishna? Who is as dear, truthful, friendly, and grateful as you? You are so perfect and complete that even though you give yourself to your devotee, you are still full and perfect, and you can satisfy all the desires of your devotee, for you even deliver yourself unto your devotee. So a person who is intelligent and able to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness naturally gives up everything and takes to the shelter of Krishna. In this regard, Lord Chaitanya recites a verse which was spoken by Uddhava in the 3rd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigangsaya appaya yad api asadvi lebe gating datri uchitang tatonyam kambadayalum sharanam vrajema. How can one take shelter of anyone but Krishna? Indeed, Krishna is so kind. For even though Baka Asura's sister Putana planned to kill Krishna when Krishna was just an infant by applying poison to her breast and then offering it to Krishna to suck and thus died, still that heinous woman received salvation and was elevated to the same platform as Krishna's own mother. This verse refers to the time when Putana planned to kill Krishna. Krishna accepted the poisonous breast of that demoniac woman, and when Krishna sucked the milk from her, Krishna also sucked out Putana's very life. Nonetheless, Putana was elevated to the same position as Krishna's own mother, Yashoda. There is no essential difference between a fully surrendered soul and a person in the renounced order of life. For the only difference is that a fully surrendered soul is completely dependent upon Krishna. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshasya titi vishvaso, goptritve varanam tata. Atma nikshepa karpanye shadvidha sharanagatihi. There are 6 basic guidelines for surrender. The first is that one should accept everything that is favorable for the discharge of devotional service, and one should be determined to accept the process. The second is that one should give up everything that is not favorable to the discharge of devotional service, and one should be determined to give it all up. Thirdly, one should be convinced that only Krishna can protect one, and one should have full faith that Krishna will give that protection, because the impersonalist thinks that his or her actual identity is in being one with Krishna. But a devotee does not destroy one's identity in that way. The devotee lives with full faith that Krishna will kindly protect one in all respects. Fourthly, The devotee should always accept Krishna as his or her maintainer. Those who are interested in the fruits of activities generally expect protection from the demigods, but a devotee of Krishna does not look to any demigod for protection. The devotee is fully convinced that it is Krishna who will protect one from all unfavorable circumstances. Fifth, the devotee is always conscious that his or her desires are not independent, for unless Krishna fulfills them, they cannot be fulfilled. And lastly, one should always think of him or herself as the most fallen among souls, so that Krishna will take care of one. Tavasmiti vidan vacha tataiva manasa vidan tatsthanam asritastanva modate sharanagataha. Such a surrendered soul should take shelter of a holy place like Vrindavana, Mathura, Dwaraka, Mayapur, etc. And one should surrender him or herself unto the Lord by saying, O my Lord, from today I am yours. You can protect me or kill me as you like. The pure devotee takes shelter of Krishna in such a way, and Krishna is so grateful that Krishna accepts one and gives one all kinds of protection. And this is confirmed in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it is said, Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma nivedatatma vichikirshato me tadamritatvam pratipadyamano mayatma bhuyaya chakalpate vai. If a person who is about to die takes shelter of the Supreme Lord and places him or herself fully under Krishna's care, then one actually attains immortality and becomes eligible to associate with the Supreme Lord and thus enjoy transcendental bliss. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 12, The Devotee, Part 3, Sharanagati, recorded July 31, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Maham Bodhisthire Kanaka Ruchire Nila Shikare Vasan Prasadanta Sahaja Bala Badrena Balina Subhadra Madhyasta Sakala Suraseva Vasarado Jagannath Swami Nayan Patagami Bhavatu me. Jagannath Swami Nayan Patagami Bhavatu me. On the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace atop the brilliant golden Neelachala hill, Lord Jagannath resides along with his powerful brother Balabhadra and his sister Subhadra, who sits between them. May that Jagannath Swami, who bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls, be the object of my vision.